This is an interview with Carl Mydans at the Time Life Building in New York City, April 29, 1964. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. As good a place as any to start is with your background in photography, how you first became interested in taking pictures, and how you first started working, I think, with suburban resettlement or something like that
Yes. My field has been journalism since my college days. In fact, I went to a journalism school. I went to school of journalism at Boston University and began almost at once working as a newspaper man, as a writer. In fact, I earned part of my college tuition as a reporter in Boston. Sometime during that period, the interest which I had as a boy in a camera, and I think you'll find that all of us who use cameras professionally go back to an early interest in the use of the camera. Sometime during that period, I did little things with the camera, but nothing professionally. Mm-hmm. I worked for the press department of Boston University as a reporter, using the camera at infrequent periods, but mostly the typewriter. And then I did very little with the camera again until I came to New York, and after I graduated from Boston University School of Journalism, I came to New York as a reporter for a daily newspaper. And during that period, I used the camera for fun. That's a rather important word. I would like to come back to the word fun later on in this discussion, if you help me remember it, because I think that that for many this is an important motivation in the use of the camera. In my last years, I worked in those years right out of college for a daily banking newspaper called The American Banker, reporting Wall Street and banking news. In those last years, I began to freelance as a writer and found that what I needed also was pictures to go with what I was writing. And so I used the camera increasingly. This, in those years, meant a considerable amount of darkroom work. And this also is a basic need for those who, I think, use the camera professionally. Very few professionals have not really checked out in the basic experience in darkroom technique. I don't use it at all anymore, and I fancy there are very few people on the staff of Life who do any darkroom work anymore. But I also think that there's no one on the staff who hasn't done darkroom work themselves. Well, during these early years, I did a great deal of darkroom work, doing all my own processing. In those years, color had not yet been developed. And it was all black and white. And I lived in a small room in Brooklyn Heights and used, and I shared the shower and washroom facilities with three or four other people, and they were kind enough to let me fill the bathtub with prints to wash. And I used my own little bedroom as a dark room for developing. And somewhere along the line, those years, the camera began to take the lead over the typewriter. And when the farm, during the New Deal years, the Resettlement Administration was formed under Rexford Tugwell, who came from Columbia.